We continue now with lesson number 4 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Menachos. Now today we continue in the second perek with the third and fourth Mishnah. In the third Mishnah of the second perek we learn as follows. Hatodo mifageles es halechem, v'alechem eino mifageles hatodo. In Parshas Shmini, we learn about a korban todo. If a person has cause to be grateful to the Ribono Shel Olam, he has crossed the sea safely, crossed the desert safely, been freed from prison, has been cured from a serious illness, so he brings a korban todo. And the pasuk says that the korban todo has essentially two parts. One is the animal which he brings, which in most respects is like a korban shlomim, except that unlike a korban shlomim, which you can eat today, tonight, and tomorrow, in the case of a korban todo, you can only eat it today and tonight. But along with the korban, the animal korban, he also brings 4 sets of 10 each of different types of chalos or matzos. The pasuk there says, V'hikriv al zevach ha-todo, chalos matzos belulos bashemen, 10 of those, urkike matzos mishuchim bashemen, 10 of those, v'soles murbeches chalos belulos bashemen, 10 of those. He has 30 sets of 10 each matzos, different prepared in various ways. And the Torah continues, the pasuk continues, al chalos lechem chometz yakriv korbono. He also brings 10 breads, which are chometz breads, which is somewhat unusual for korbonos. But in any case, he brings these 40 breads, 10, 4 sets of 10 each, along with the actual sheep or animal which he brings for a korban shlomim. So now the Mishnah says, in such a case, what's the ikur, what's the tofel? What is the main part of the korban? Which part is subsidiary or secondary? So the animal, behema, which he brings as a korban shlomim, is primary, is the ikur. And the breads are secondary. They are tefelim, tofel, secondary. Similarly, if on Shavuos, the tzibur brings kivsei atzeres, 2 sheep, and along with them, shtei halechem, 2 breads. There too, the kivosim, the animals, are primary. They are the ikar, and the breads are secondary. The major principle emerging from the Mishnah, which we are about to learn, is that as far as a machsheves pigel is concerned, the ikar is mefagel the tofel. The primary is mefagel the secondary. The eina tofel mefagel es ikar, but the secondary is not mefagel the primary. So the Mishnah says, Hatoda, meaning the korban tona, the zevach, the animal korban, mifageles es halechem, that can render the 40 breads pigul. V'halechem eino mifageles hatoda, but the lechem, emachsheves pigul, regarding the lechem, would not be mifagel the animal, the zevach toda. Ketzad, the Mishnah gives a simple example, hashochet es hatoda. If the Kohen slaughters the korban todah, almenas, in order to le'echol mimeno le'mochor, and his kavana is that I'm going to eat this meat of the zevach todah tomorrow, chutz l'zman, this is a machsheves pigul, he, v'halechem mefugolin, so the meat of the animal is pigul, and so the lechomim, the 40 breads, are also pigul. The person eats pigul, b'mezit, yischayev kores. But suppose he shechts the zevach toda. Le'echol min halechem lemochor. He's not thinking of when he's going to eat the meat, but he's thinking of when he's going to eat the breads, and there's 40 of them, so he's going to have them for breakfast tomorrow morning, motzoi shuas. Then the lechem is mefugol. The lechem is mefugol because it was a direct hit. He had a machsheves pigul, machsheves chutzlus man on the lechem. But v'hatodo eina mefugeles. A machsheves pigul on the lechem, which is tofel, which is secondary, cannot be mefagel the korban zevach todo, which is primary. Similarly, in the case of kivsei atzeres and the shtei halechem on shvuos. hakavosim mifaglim es halechem, v'halechem eino mifagel es hakavosim. Okay, so it has that work. Shochet, if the shechita is done on shvuas for the kvosim, es hakvosim, and the person who did the shechita had bekavona le'echol mehen lemoch, or to eat of those sheep, of those two kifsei atzeres tomorrow after Yom Tov, li'achar hazman, heim v'halechem mefugolim. So the kivosim, the sheep, are pigul, so are the breads. The ikor is mefagel, the tofel. But if his kavona b'shash shechita was le'echol min halechem lemoch, or to eat the breads tomorrow after Yom Tov, the shtei halechem, halechem mefugol, the lechem that were directly affected, so to speak, by a machshev es pigul chutz l'zman, so they are pigul. But v'hakvosim eino mefugolim, the machshev es pigul and the shtei halechem does not affect the kivsei hatzeres, and they are not pigul. That was Mishnah Gimel. We go ahead to Mishnah Dalet. We come to the example which I just briefly mentioned in my introduction in the first lesson. To Minchas Nisochim. Every Korban Oila and every Korban Shlomim is to be accompanied by Minchas Nisochim, by certain measures of flour and wine. Now, we will learn in this Mishnah that the Minchas Nisochim, the flour and wine, are not mefagilim. They cannot effect pigul upon the zevach, because the Minchas Nisochim are tfela, are secondary to the zevach. The zevach is primary. So a person brings a korban ola, and with them he has to bring flour and wine. So hazevach, the Mishnah says, mefagiles on the sochim. A machshev es pigel on the zevach would effect the nesochim, on the condition kodeshu bakeli. If those minchas nesochim, the flour and wine, have already been placed into a kli shoreis and therefore have already been sanctified, so then a machshev es pigel on the korban oilo would be mefagel the yayin and the solas and the yayin, which are in the klishores. So holds Rav Meir, divrei Rav Meir. The Mishnah, our Mishnah, does not quote the opponents of Rav Meir, but only Rav Meir's opinion. Rav Meir has an opinion that the zrikas dam of the korban is the matir for the nesochim. So therefore, since the Nesochim, the Minchas Nesochim, have a matir, they can be kampigul through a machshevet chutzlus mano on the korban. However, in the Mishnah Mesechet Zevochim, Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel, we have the opinion of the Chachamim, and they hold that the Minchas Nesochim have no matir. They're not dependent upon the proper shechita of the korban oilo, of the actual korban, animal korban, because the halacha is yochol adam lahakriv es korbono hayom v'yes nisochov lamochor. A person can bring his korban ola, animal, today, and bring the minchas nisochim, the flour and the wine, tomorrow. So they are independent of each other, the chachamim say, and the korban is not their matir. They are matir themselves, and therefore they cannot be affected with the pigul, with the machshev es chutz l'zman, on the korban oilo. However, Rav Meir disagrees. He says, no, the korban oilo is the matir for the minchas nesochim, and therefore machshev es pigul on the korban oilo, on the animal, can make pigul the minchas nesochim. However, what everyone would agree to is, v'hanesochim einon mefaglim es hazevach, that if a person shechs the korban oilo and intends to eat be maktir the solas and the nesochim tomorrow, that would be then the solas and yayin would become pigul, but the zevach, the actual animal korban, would not become pigul, because the ikar, the korban ola, is mefagel the nesochim, but the nesochim, solas v'yayin, flour and wine, would not be mefagel the korban. The tofel would not be mefagel the ikar. Ketzad, the Mishnah brings the example. Hashochet es hazevach. Suppose a person shechs the animal korban. For example, a korban shlomin. Lechol mimenu lemocha with a kavono to eat the meat tomorrow. Chutzlas man machshev es pigul. So according to Rabbi Meir, hu unisachov mefugolin. The meat of the animal and the wine and the soles, the flour, would become pigul. And therefore, if a person drinks from that wine or eats from that flour, it's chayev kores. But if he shechts the korban shlomim, the korban shlomim, and he shechts it lahakriv min hanisochim lemochor, and his intention is to do nothing wrong with the animal, but rather to bring the nisochim tomorrow chuslas man, in a situation where the nisochim have already become kadosh bechli shores and therefore must be brought today, not tomorrow, then hanisochim mefugolim, the nisochim become pigol, but hazevach eino mefugol, the actual animal, the meat, does not become pigol because the tofel is not mefagel the ikor. And so we have finished Mishneh Dalid in Perek Beis, and with it have finished lesson number 4.